Finally, the wild story of a young woman in Afghanistan who escaped being a 14-year-old bride. She wrote a rap about the culture of selling girls to the highest bidder. Now she's living here in the U.S., going to school. And as Shuka Kalantari reports, she's still making music about social justice in Afghanistan.
Sonita Alizadeh is standing in front of a children's playground in Berkeley, California. We met earlier that day. Sonita flew into town to perform her first U.S. concert. We were taking a walk when she suddenly stopped to stare at a man playing with his two daughters.
Here in America, a father sets aside time to take his daughter out to the park. Where I come from, you don't see that.
Sonita comes from Afghanistan. She's 18 years old, has long black hair, a small frame, and if things had gone according to her parents' plan, she would have been married by now.
Sometimes I think about the fact that I could have been a mother right now with a few kids. It's not a thought I like.
Sonita grew up in Tehran, Iran's capital city. Her family fled Afghanistan when she was 8 years old because of war. Sonita found a nonprofit that taught undocumented Afghan kids. There she learned karate, photography, guitar, and she started singing and rapping. Sonita's music quickly got her recognition. She met an Iranian director who helped her polish up her style and make music videos. And that led to a few awards. Everything was perfect. Until it wasn't.
One day my mom told me, "You have to return to Afghanistan with me. There's a man there that wants to marry you. Your brother is engaged and we need your dowry money to pay for his wedding."
Sonita was devastated. So she wrote the song, "Brides for Sale." The song begins, "Let me whisper, so no one hears that I speak of selling girls. My voice shouldn't be heard, since it's against Sharia. Women must remain silent. This is our tradition." The video shows Sonita wearing a wedding dress, with a barcode on her forehead. Her face is bruised. She pleads with her family not to sell her off. Sonita was worried about what her parents would think about the video, but they actually loved it. And they also told her that she didn't have to get married.
It means so much to me that my family went against our tradition for me. Now I'm somewhere that I never imagined I could be.
The attention around Sonita's music landed her a full scholarship to an arts academy in Utah, and that led to her first concert here in the San Francisco Bay Area. But before the show, Sonita needs to rehearse. We hop into my car and drive to nearby West Oakland. The rehearsal studio is in a neighborhood covered in graffiti. Both sides of the street are lined with homeless people. Sonita is shocked, because it reminds her of home.
I grew up in a neighborhood where everybody was poor. The houses were run down. I couldn't go outside at night because it was really dangerous. Are you telling me in America there are places where you can't walk alone at night too? Then where in the world can people go to find a safe home? Rap music lets you tell your story to other people. Rap music is a platform to share the words that are in my heart.
And sometimes, rap music is a way to express a sadness, an anger, that Afghan women are told they're not supposed to show. Even though Sonita now lives over 7,000 miles away from home, she says she'll always sing about what's closest to her heart, the people of Afghanistan. For the world, I'm Shuka Kalantari, Berkeley, California.
We've got Sonita's video of Brides for Sale at PRI.org. The story is part of the world's Across Women's Lives project. We come to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston. I'm Marco Werman, back with you tomorrow.